flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the many things coming up this weekend, I suppose it's Monday afternoon, but it is a holiday weekend for many. The Atlanta Drive have a doubleheader on Monday afternoon on ESPN, 1 p.m. versus the L.A. Golf Club, 4 p.m. versus the Bay Golf Club. Joining us right now is Ben Helmrath, the Atlanta Drive team coordinator. Ben, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Just like for my visualization purposes, like if we're talking about your role in, if it was a football team or a baseball team or something like that, like what's the team coordinator for the Atlanta Drive version in the NFL?
That's a good question. I mean, it's less of a coach. These guys are the absolute pros. I'm not there to do anything in that regard. I'd say it's more of a, like a strategy plus, assistant coach. I mean, I'm really there just to make them be able to shine, right? Take the the thinking out of it, take the worrying about what's going on, and the translating real golf to the simulated world, those kind of things is really what my job is.
Ben, I was told you were the expert on the layout of the course for each match. Is that something you got to do? And I know there's a bunch of different holes that could filter through over the course of a match. Did you have to play those holes yourself, or you just familiarize yourself with the flyby? How did you get as versed on each possible setup as you are?
I wish I could say I had the time to play all 50 whatever holes it is. No, I've not had the opportunity to do that. But, yeah, between the flybys and then we've been down there a good amount practicing as a group, just being able to walk the green orientation, marking kind of where you don't want to miss, right, on certain pin positions, marking where the grain is in the grass when you're chipping. Those kind of things help the guys just know, similar to probably what their caddies or their yardage books would tell them. That way they can just trust that we've got them put in the right position to score the best possible score we can on that hole.
So the setup is really cool, and I was lucky enough to come down there and be there for the media availability a couple months ago and see it, and I think that that's helped me maybe understand it a little bit more when watching on TV. What do you, for folks that obviously haven't been able to do that, like what do you think when you're watching on TV you might not quite get the full scope of as you do when you're in there in the building, seeing what the simulator's like, seeing what the big green that rotates is like? Like what are folks that are watching at home maybe not quite grasping as opposed to what's in the building?
I mean, first and foremost, just the size and scale of this is really mind-boggling when you see it for the first time. I mean, Andy, you said you've been down there, but, you know, you stand by that screen, and it's nothing like you've seen before. It's bigger than the biggest movie theater screen, right? So even just that in and of itself is kind of the starting point. But, you know, what I think has been one of the coolest things to see in person that it's sometimes harder to see on TV is you have 35 yards from when that ball is hit until it hits the screen. These guys know, is that ball going to draw? Is it going to fade? You're actually watching the ball leave the club face for a long period of time. That's never existed in the simulated world before. And that part is really cool because they are really getting to see immediate feedback on how they're playing. And But yeah, just general scale, the size of the green, it's small putting area, but it's a large section that rotates. And it's truly unbelievable what they put together.
Yeah.
Ben Helmrath, Atlanta Drive team coordinator, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Ben, there was some new rules introduced today, specifically regarding the use of the hammer. And each team is going to have three hammers to be used over the course of the match. Do you take credit for forcing the TGL's hand? Atlanta Drive, of course, famously held their hammer the entire time in their season-opening win. It was obviously great strategy. Why put yourself at risk when you have things in hand? Also, famously, the first shutout in the TGL. But do you maybe take credit for forcing a rule change mid-season?
I joke with them. I'm also part of the competition committee that made the decision. And yeah, I mean, my argument was you don't put a Georgia Tech analytics guy behind it and not have some analytics behind the use case of it. We had no need to throw it. We had the lead, and we were going to hold the lead. So if we want it, which I agree with, guys, I mean, it makes the matches extend. It makes it more fun. Everybody wants to see it. It's been a fun proponent. It's just in the competitive format that we were in, it didn't always make the most sense. So this will make it more fun, I think, in that sense. It'll allow us to see more of those hammers thrown, see the holes matter more. But at the same time, we were joking about it. I mean, you could be technically down five with three holes to go, and the match is still open. So hopefully we'll see more matches extend. We'll see more excitement going down the finish. I think everybody wants to see that Tiger-Rory matchup go to overtime and see that more often, and we do too as the league. So
one of the things I think we all enjoyed in Atlanta Drive's first match was the Falcons-related stuff. I mean, you had the Dirty Birds chain, the Penix jersey, the Dirty Bird dance. Like, all that was pretty fun. Any more of that kind of stuff? Like, any more Atlanta-centric stuff that we can expect on Monday?
I'm going to have to say, you're going to have to wait and see. I mean, we'll continue to try to do as much as we can to bring Atlanta and the heat of Atlanta down to West Palm. you know, I think the guys have been excellent, behind Mr. Blank and all. Everybody's kind of bought into the Atlanta theme and the Atlanta vibe. And we've had a lot of fun. You know, Billy definitely took it to a different level, shocking everybody with the dance. But no, I think all the guys are really having a lot of fun and trying their best to represent Atlanta.
I think more Billy Horschel dancing is really, I mean, that's really what everyone's clamoring for. Ben, thank you. We appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Ben Helmrath there. He is the team coordinator for the Atlanta Drive.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.